whenever SEC is preparing a report, always get a draft from the technical wing so that there is a technical input. That's why we start from, then SEC enriches it, it adds in something or reduces something. So we have been talking to the speaker and the council actually that we have not yet received this report until yesterday when we received at least a fair working document from the deputy executive director. And we said, okay, now I think we have something. We can go to council and do some presentation. When we went there, everybody was there to see. We don't know what has happened to our colleagues. Instead of receiving a report, we had, shockingly, we had them inquiring for, I mean, requesting for an apology. Now we are very perplexed and puzzled here. An apology on what? Instead, in the last council, when the deputy road mayor made a presentation, members of council reacted. And the procedure is that after that general election, now members of SEC come and make a rejoinder on that submission. The speaker there just ordered us, and we thought it was out of order. She did it with out of impunity. She ordered that you go and come back here at 2 and bring a report in 2 hours. That is not the way we do council business. And we thought she insulted us, she demeaned us, and we are not really happy with her decision. And we had some other issues, so we did not go back. Now, I don't know, with what wisdom the council used to say that they need an apology from us. That's why you had me say, instead it is the state executive committee that needs an apology from them. Because we are leaders of the city. Dylan is the Lord Mayor of the city, of the capital city of Uganda. We are members of the same party. We are members of opposition. We have the same agenda. I think there are some other issues behind that. So, when they're doing about an apology, they didn't understand. That's why we are very strong that you cannot offer that apology. And it is constitutional.